This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The number of coronavirus cases related to the region rose to 84 over the weekend. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced one new positive case on Friday, two new cases on Saturday, and none on Sunday. One of the individuals in the new cases is not a resident of the region, but is self-isolating in Bethel. The other two individuals live in villages in the region and were in close contact with previously known cases. YKHC is not releasing the names of the villages to protect patient privacy, and it's unclear if the individuals live in the same or different communities. In more coronavirus news, following pressure from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and State Senator Lyman Hoffman, the Bethel City Council is considering mandating COVID-19 testing at the airport. The council is also thinking about mandating and enforcing mask wearing in public. Tonight, Bethel City Council members will conduct a special meeting to consider an ordinance jointly drafted by City Attorney Libby Bacalar and YKHC's legal counsel. The airport testing mandate would mirror the same requirements that the state of Alaska uses for people flying into the state. All passengers arriving at the Bethel Airport would have one of three options: either provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test, take a test at the airport, or quarantine for 14 days. According to the proposed ordinance, if you arrive with a negative COVID-19 test result, it must have been administered in the last 72 hours, the same as the state's requirements. If you test upon arrival, the ordinance states you must self-quarantine until you are notified of a negative result. The city would also copy the state's exemption for critical infrastructure employees who would not need to follow these rules. The proposed ordinance adopts the arguments that, by declaring an emergency, Bethel gains added authority to respond to COVID-19. It also recognizes that the state has granted second-class cities the authority to enact mitigation measures during the pandemic. How the city would enforce the ordinance is not yet clear. YKHC's legal counsel has suggested some options. The city could issue citations with perhaps an educational warning for early offenses. YKHC also suggested the city could enforce only the violations that are reported. That way, an enforcement officer would not need to be at the airport for every inbound flight. The ordinance also contains a section that directs the city to enter an agreement to share liability with YKHC should the city be sued. During the same meeting, the Bethel City Council may also upgrade its recommendation that people wear masks in public places to a requirement. This second emergency ordinance states that, quote, "The city reserves the right to use all available enforcement options to ensure compliance with this mandate." You can tune into KYUK to listen to the special City Council meeting, broadcast live tonight at 6 p.m. In education news, four communities in the Lower Kuskokwim School District have started the school year without students in the classroom. They are Bethel, Nunapichuk, Napakiak, and Kasigluk. LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hinkins says the decision to go to remote learning in the villages were made in response to concerns in those communities about COVID-19.
Cases and or concerns, proximity to areas where there are cases and concern for that.
Hinkins says if there are no additional spikes in COVID cases, the district is on schedule to open the Bethel schools to part-time in-person classroom schooling on September 8th. Hinkins says the district and schools are learning as they go this year, but so far, she says the first week went well, though some schools are making changes in such things as where students should enter or leave the school and how food is delivered. She also describes some of the challenges in remote learning.
For full-time remote, some of the strategies we're using is to pre-record lessons, to load content and those pre-recorded lessons onto devices or thumb drives. And then, of course, you always need to plan for the delivery and collection of materials. So when your plan changes the day prior, of course, it's going to require additional work.
The district is also working with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation to implement a testing program for school staff. Hankins says they are talking about a voluntary program for the entire school year. With respect to the two most popular school sports, wrestling and basketball, Hankins says the decision has not been made whether to provide those sports this school year because of concerns about the coronavirus.
Not yet at this point. The board passed the following back in July to open to low-risk and medium-risk athletic activities, which for now include cross-country, volleyball, swim, and fall NYO. And for sites opening, they must follow medium-risk practice and event protocols established by ASAA. And then they also need approval by their local ASBs with recommendations for tribal councils. So that's where we currently are.
Hankins says the LKSD board will be revisiting the sports program. This year, the district is once again looking for additional substitute teachers. Hankins says the pandemic has made the need even greater.
If we have staff travel and then they're going to quarantine and, you know, we want to make sure we have enough substitutes to fill in during those times.
Superintendent Kimberly Hankins encourages anyone interested in substitute teaching to call the Lower Kuskokwim School District. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.